that shows you that that's the price to buy them, right? There is a price, and they sold their souls. That's what that is. They sold their souls to Lucifer himself, because that's what Pfizer is, right? That represents the devil, effectively.
Well, that goes back to your point at the beginning, Todd, when you said they don't have a soul.
No,
they don't. How could you not speak truth when something like that happens to your own son? I will never understand that.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report. Thanks so much for tuning in. That was Attorney Todd Callender and Dr. Lee Vliet. And in this one, we talk about billionaire LeBron James and his son Bronny. And I asked the question of LeBron, do you have the courage, Mr. Billionaire, to tell the world the truth about what the Pfizer bioweapon did to your son? Because not only did Pfizer know, the CDC knew as well, as Del Bigtree outlines in this one-minute clip.
Can you remember the last year where you remember seeing an athlete dropped in the field of play? Like one athlete? I mean, maybe a few years ago, I remember that story. How about two athletes in 1 year? Or five? Or 10? Or 20? Or 50? Or 100? This is what we know. This is what the CDC saw. Myocarditis. This is the study they looked at when they approved it for our kids. Look at this. 12 to 15 years old. Look at the males. The expected rate of myocarditis in the amount of kids they looked at should have been about 1 to 5 cases. After vaccination with COVID, 117 of them got myocarditis. 16 to 17 years old, 0 to 3 is the expected background rate. 121 of them in that age group got myocarditis after the vaccine. 18 to 24, 1 to 11 potential cases, instead 213 after vaccination. This I got from the CDC. I watched them read this to themselves before they all voted unanimously to give this product to our kids. These are crimes against humanity, and these people are going to jail if nothing else happens in my life.
From Dell's lips to God's ears, my friend, may justice be served for those guilty of these crimes against humanity. We talk about that and so much more in this one with Todd and Lee. Thanks for being here. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, it's no surprise to my listeners that the U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition of debasing your money. From now until the next elections, the government will just print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. This means one thing: the security of your family and your future is in your hands. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. Make sure you retain the value of your wealth. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the one asset that is proven to withstand recession, inflation, and just about all economic threats. Noble Gold Investments is here to help you if you want to invest in gold. And this month, you're able to get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's wonderful to have you guys back, and it's wonderful to have back my longtime friends, friends of truth, friends of humanity, Dr. Lee Vliet and Attorney Todd Callender. First, Ms. Vliet, welcome back. How are you today, Doc?
Thank you. Gosh, I don't think anybody's called me Ms. Vliet in 30, 40 years.
I like it. It is a sign of respect. And Attorney Callender, how are you?
I'm good. See, Dr. Vliet and I got the memo about the green. We can't tell if you did. I hope so. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, guys. Just so the audience knows where we might be going today, I want to talk a little bit about the weaponization of regulatory agencies, the promotion of pedophilia by world organizations, including the WHO, the WEF, and the UN. I want to talk about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. But if we could, let's start with just a little bit of levity. I shared this on my Twitter page here. Guys, what you're watching is what we are told is the first Gemini spacewalk. The poster says, but who was filming? Regardless of who was filming or not filming, friends, look at the shadow cast by that astronaut right there. Did you all see that? Let me play this so you can hear the audio.
Support system and communications link from the spacecraft life support system out through that chest pack.
Oh.
You guys see his shadow right
there?
Yeah,
I see the shadow. Wow.
Now, to me, that looks a lot like studio lighting. As a guy who has worked in commercials and directed commercials, that does not look like a light source from millions of miles away. That looks like a localized light source, which is very difficult to explain. But, you know, Todd, as you know, they've lied to us about everything, haven't they?
Everything we think we know is wrong. That's true. I mean, they listen, who is it, the lady from the UN? We own the science. Yeah, they own the science because they paid for it. The scientists will say whatever they want them to say. We've been lied to, certainly for my entire lifetime.
And the Mockingbird mainstream whores in the media. I call them that because they are on the CIA payroll. So many of them, Operation Mockingbird. Okay. Yeah. So folks like Anderson Cooper, my understanding is, took payola. He took money from Pfizer to promote the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine on CNN. Now, that allegation has been made by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, by the way, guys, thanks to Banana Joe, is evidently not going to have Secret Service protection. That news was just shared with me before we hit record by Dr. Vliet. Maybe we should comment on that before I play this clip about the bioweapon, Doc.
Well, I think it's appalling, and it's an appalling weaponization, banana republic, dictatorship tactic to target your political opponents in an upcoming election, because they've obviously targeted President Trump as a political opponent and charged him, indicted him, threatened him with arrest, and now brought new charges that were just announced today. And then just announced today, the Biden administration has denied Secret Service protection to a presidential candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And look at the tragic history of the Kennedy family and what has happened to his uncle and his father. And to be betrayed by your own political party, by your country again, and have the weaponization of this lawless government deny Secret Service protection is outrageous. Now, my question, Sean, and Todd, your comment too, where are the Democrats? I got to thinking about this after I heard that announcement this morning and just was outraged. Democrats are dying from the COVID shot. Democrats lost businesses under the lockdown. Democrats are being punished as returning travelers to the U.S. coming through customs, just as Republicans and conservatives are. Democrats were dying in the hospital, just as Republicans and conservatives were. Where are the Democrats standing up to have one of their own party candidates not getting Secret Service protection? And where are the Democrats standing up against this lawless government that is controlled by their party?
Well,
they
transition.
Are being affected as badly as the rest of us.
I think they transition to either being independents, Republicans, or full-blown communists. There is no difference today. When you look at everything you just said, is extraordinarily Stalin-esque. It is Chavista stuff. Fidel or Fidelito, Trudeau being Fidelito. It's the exact same tactics. These right. are communist dictatorial tactics. So if you're on the Democratic plantation, you're a commie. It's that simple.
Well, I think you're right. And I watched this happen over the years. Chavez was in power in Venezuela and took Venezuela from one of the wealthiest, resource-rich
right.
countries in South America to a failed state and people in dire
yep.
poverty. It's just staggering what happened there. And the Marxists did the same with Argentina. They're now pillaging Chile, a successful Western
Colombia.
First world democracy, Colombia as well, and
the
U.S. and Australia,
that's right.
and Canada,
yeah.
and New
well,
Zealand.
Well, this is the point, Doctor, because the one world agenda, the one world government agenda for the 21st century, now known as Agenda 2030, is a single market communist society. That is what the communists do. It's a single market, single regulator, single authority. There is no competition, and that's precisely what they want to have happen. They don't want any competition, no unauthorized breeding, no unauthorized competition. That's the plan.
And no unauthorized movement, medical
That's
care,
right.
or
That's right.
ability to think critically. You follow, you become a robot.
Yes, that's right. And isn't that the point of the genetic modification into a new slave species? Right? They don't want any humans. They hate us and everything we stand for.
Exactly right.
You know, I was thinking about this last night about our compliance, right? They need our compliance for CBDC or for universal basic income or for vaccine passports or for mandatory vaccines, right? They need our compliance for any of this tyranny. And I was thinking about it last night. Yeah, well, right. That's exactly what I jotted down in an email to myself so I wouldn't forget about this. Yeah. The mark of the beast. And they need our compliance. And we worry a lot about idiots, right? Complying. People who are completely uninformed. But most of those folks, a lot of folks that are complying, are not even the real producers, right? The producers of the wealth in this country are what, Todd? I mean, it's got to be 30%. I mean, the people that pay the most taxes. My point is maybe we just need the producers not to comply. Those of us who actually produce the wealth, that's the people that can't comply, because all the rest of the folks, they're just on the government dole, and we need this federal criminal government to collapse under its own.
So let me tell you something that's really important about what you just said. When a society hits 50% of the population, the working population works for the government in some form or fashion, that's when you moved already the switch into fascism, right? Government, public-private enterprise. We are already there. So the answer to your question is, of those that work, it's probably 30%, because 50% or more working are working for some form of government, city, county, state, federal. That's why. They aren't producing, they're simply regulating. Regulation is a cost, and that's all they're there to do. Governments don't make money. Well, I'm sorry, they print it out of thin air, or their cronies do, but they don't make money. All they do is cost money.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the whole system is overtly communist. And of all those nations that y'all mentioned there being pillaged by the communists, now we see what's happening in California. It's happening in Michigan. It's happening in Illinois. It's happening in Washington State, New York State. Every single state and city where these demon creatures take control, they just gut it and tear everything down and ruin everything. And I don't know what it's going to take for people to wake up. But I think judging by the real polls, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he'd destroy Joe Biden in a debate, which is why they don't want any debates. And he'd destroy Joe Biden in an honest election, which is why they're not going to let him run again. I mean, the whole deck is stacked, because I keep calling Joe Biden Banana Joe, because we now live in Banana Joe's Banana Republic. It's just never been more clear, you guys. We live in a really, it's sad. It's very sad. I'm very sad and distraught about it, but you got to laugh sometimes to keep from crying. We live in a banana republic.
Yeah, that's really true. And it all goes into a bit of a conversation you and I and Dr. Reed had a few minutes ago. And it's something I wanted to raise with you. And this is a slide into a horrible territory. And everything we just talked about is part of that. People should understand there is a difference between the word lawful and legal. Lawful means substantive law. It means complying in accordance with the spirit of the law. Legal means that it's written down and you're following the written down stuff. Those are two different things. And if you've ever heard of jury nullification, it's where a jury would look at a defendant and decide, yes, they broke the law, but we're going to find them innocent anyway because the law is unjust. And this is where we see from an international law perspective, this horrible slide into legal and not lawful. For instance, as Dr. Vliet said, the WHO, the UN, they're now legalizing pedophilia. They are now legalizing taking out heads of foreign governments simply because they're cumbersome or because they're in the way, as the case may be, Putin or whomever else, right? They put a hit out on these guys. This is where you hear Obama and Bush say the rule of law is the most important thing in international law. They don't talk about lawful or just. And there's a reason for that, because they are moving us towards this very same communist single market economy, one world regulator, no chance to get in front of an impartial judge. The game is rigged. Complete what you just said, central bank digital currencies, vaccine passports, and yes, you're going to get the mark of the beast. That's a foregone conclusion.
You mentioned Obama. As an aside, this wasn't in my notes to cover today, but have you all been watching the news about the death of his personal chef? A black man who was very proficient at swimming, a very, very good swimmer, all this video's now come out, evidently found at the bottom of this 8-foot lagoon, supposedly drowned, after going paddleboarding. And first responders, I don't know if you saw this, first responders reported on condition of anonymity that he looked like he had been beaten about the head. He had head trauma. Now, I don't know. I'm not a paddleboard expert, but I don't think you can get massive head trauma by falling down in the water on your paddleboard. It's just more of the same. Obama's private beach is where this guy died. The personal chef, by the way, do you remember when Obama had $65,000 worth of hot dogs flown in from Chicago for a private party at the White House?
Yeah.
That's not supposed to happen. All food coming into the White House has to be, come on.
Sure,
I think the chef probably knew just a little too much. That's my personal.
I was going to tell you, I read somewhere that Obama was told by the local cops not to travel because there was video footage of the guy's death.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
We shall see.
God, let's just pray for some real justice, real explosive justice in this country.
And by the way, it's coming. Look, the truth is coming out. They can't put this genie back in the bottle. And I want to tell you something. I saw Rand Paul said, be careful about impeaching Biden and whatnot. You know, what they are doing to Trump is going to backfire in a lot of different ways. When you open the door to prosecuting somebody, they have a right to bring in their own defensive evidence, their own testimony, their own everything. And when he does that, as they persecute him, not just prosecute him, you know, it's all coming out, man. And it's going to come out into a court record. And I think they don't understand exactly what befalls them. This is going to be fireworks. And I think he actually wants to go to court. I think he wants to go to trial. And he'll defend himself. And we are all going to get a front row seat in some really wild rodeo.
Well, Todd, let me ask you a question about that. Because one of the things that you've encountered and we've encountered in legal cases the foundation supported is that, yes, you're absolutely correct. Those are the rules of law, and those are the procedures in court with discovery and all of that. But what we've been seeing is these judges that are not ruling on the point of law, not allowing normal discovery processes, or arbitrarily ruling to ignore
there's a reason for that
brought in. So how do we deal with that part of it?
Well, I'm glad you asked. That was a good timing, a good question, because we just launched Operation Proper Oath 2 days ago with Lisa McGee.
Yes.
Because we came to find that the court where we have to bring our writ quo warranto, by what authority is what that means? Because we found out that none of the cabinet are serving lawfully, because none of them have an oath of office. The statutes require it all the way back to the Civil War and even before that. But these people serving are not lawfully serving or legally serving. They have to have a sworn oath of office, and they do not. And when we went to investigate when we bring this in front of the courts, the federal district court in Washington, D.C., guess what? None of them have an oath of office. Well, I should say the chief judge has got one, but it's defective. None of the other ones have one. So what does that mean about our justice, right? Our judges and our justice system, where the two number one law enforcement officers, the U.S. attorney and the attorney general, do not have oaths of office. They just don't. And then on top of that, the chief judge in D.C. doesn't have a proper oath of office. What is that saying about our country, doctor? Where do we get justice? And the answer is it befalls us. And heretofore, we've let it slip by. We've said, oh, that's okay. You know, maybe it's one. Maybe it's a mistake. Nonsense. None of this is a mistake. This is a facade. We are living in a prison. It is designed to keep us poor and suck out every last bit of productivity we have. And there is no way to access justice. That will change. Because as people come to understand this, doctor, as they come to understand that they have been poisoned, that they've poisoned their children, there is going to be a reckoning.
Well, I sincerely pray that you are correct, because this has been one of the things concerning me, that our courts are not operating as they should be, following normal procedures for trials. And you've encountered it. So.
Yes.
Well, at least in the case of even this Hunter Biden deal with the plea agreement, his attorneys are so absurdly, I don't know what you'd even call them,
indignant.
I would call them hubris-filled incompetent.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they masquerade as the opposing team's attorneys, and called and tried to get some stuff thrown out. And they absolutely enraged this judge who happens to be a Democrat. So maybe these demon rats, the really, really hardcore treacherous ones, are so corrupt that they will eventually piss off their own base. I mean, I think that's the tipping point we're getting.
Well, that happened in Romania.
That was the question I started with, was
right.
What is it going to take to wake up the people who call themselves a Democrat, because they are suffering under this lawlessness like the rest of us?
Was it Canseco in Romania? You know, he's out there giving a speech to his own troops and people waving the flags. And, yeah. Thank you very much. What is it, 2 hours later, he's behind the presidential palace getting a bullet to the head. It can happen that fast.
He and his wife. Yep. He thought he still had control.
Wow, I missed that.
Oh, yeah. This goes back, how many decades ago was that? I think 20, 30 years ago.
It was right after the fall of the Soviet Union. It was circa 1992.
Okay.
Yep. Ceausescu and his wife put on military trial. 6 hours later, they were executed.
So, and by the way, it started off as a public address. He's out there as the president, as the leader of that country. And the same day, done and dusted, they turned on him. His own military, his own police, his own people. They'd had enough. We're getting to that point.
You know, I do want to share some more information today about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine, guys. But before we do that, here's another topic that we really ought to discuss. And it's the fast tracking of pedophilia. We mentioned Hunter Biden, the laptop from hell, the mainstream media covering up for all of it, and the crimes of his father, a man who has committed open treason against our republic, a man who has taken bribes. It's all on the record now. Okay, so only a gaslighting mainstream media could fool an unsuspecting public. And the only people that can be fooled at this point are people who can't think at all. So in addition to all of that, we've got a UN-backed report suggesting that they want to normalize pedophilia and decriminalize all sexual activity. We have similar information coming from the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum. So they just want to fast track all of these nightmarish Sodom and Gomorrah level crimes, Doc. This is what, by the way, the New World Order is. No justice, you're ruled by tyrants, and they get to diddle your kids and there's nothing you can do about it. That's the New World
You'd
Order in a nutshell.
Yeah. You'll
own
be
nothing
happy.
And be happy and turn your kids over to us.
It's exactly what the Soviets did. Children were turned over, and the Chinese communists did. Children are turned over at ages 2, 3, and 4 and put into state control. That's what's happening right now and has been in more ways than people realize. And I really urge people who haven't seen it to see Sound of Freedom, because all of us need to support the courage that it took to bring that subject to this incredible documentary. But going back to the pedophilia, and I actually have had to evaluate these patients with pedophilia as a sexual deviation. And this is one of the most damaging things that can be done to children. And it is one of the worst sexual perversions. And it is a sexual perversion. And for the World Health Organization, the UN, to talk about normalizing pedophilia and using children as property for sexual gratification is one of the most evil and heinous acts that adults can do. And the scars for children that are abused last a lifetime. And many of those scars never heal. And many of those children are so traumatized and damaged, they can never have a healthy relationship, a healthy sexual life. Many of them are physically damaged from the abuse in ways that lead to debilitating chronic pain, disfigurement. I've had women patients that were sexually abused as children that lived in excruciating pelvic pain most of their life, from the internal damage that was done with sexual abuse as a child. And I'm deliberately being a little more graphic because I want our listeners to understand this is not just sex, and it's certainly not consensual, and it's extraordinarily damaging to children. Many of them are never the same. And children are not property. As Jim Caziesel has said, God's children cannot be sold. And this is a very ominous and very alarming trend. World Health Organization has become a sex educator, dictating to countries around the world how children will be taught sexual techniques from age 2, 3, and 4. And this is one of the most evil aspects. And I've seen a lot of the evil of COVID death protocols in hospitals and doctors and nurses knowingly killing people with the withholding treatment. But to normalize, try to normalize the destruction, the rape, torture, and murder of children for sexual gratification of sick, demonic adults is one of the worst things I've seen in my lifetime.
Yep. And then the cycle continues because so many of these abused children become perpetrators of the same crime as adults. And I got to tell you guys, you know, the Hampstead cover-up and Ella Draper, the mother of Elisa and Gabriel, who I interviewed for 2 hours and talked about the plight of her trying to save her children from a satanic cult that the children said their father, not her husband, by the way, but their father, Ricky Dearman, was involved in. And then what happened? The BBC, the entire media, the mainstream horror media in the UK rallied around Ricky Dearman, tried to make him a sympathetic, empathetic character, and then maligned her as being a crazy person who made all of this up. When in fact, the medical examiners of the children said they did have anal damage. They had been raped anally. And these children, in addition to pointing the finger and naming specific names at this school where this abuse happened, they could identify and make drawings of satanic tattoos on the private parts of the perpetrators. So how easy would that have been to suss out as being actual, real crimes against children? Very easy. But what happened? The whole apparatus in the UK turned against the mother and the children and supported Ricky Dearman, who then got custody of Elisa and Gabriel. He moved to the United States, and he appeared in an eBay commercial a couple of years later with a different name, and he was winning a small business owner's award from eBay with those two children, now older, behind him. Oh, you just can't make this stuff up.
Wasn't it just recently the ABC reporter that debunked Comet Ping Pong and the pedophilia there? He was just, I think he pled guilty to child pedophilia, did he not?
This is where we were going next. Pedos who debunked Pizzagate while engaging in heinous Pizzagate-related crimes against children for $1,000, Alex. Answer, who is James Gordon Meek? My friend Liz Croken over on Twitter, ABC's James Gordon Meek is not the first journalist who has debunked, mocked, and lied about Pizzagate, who has been arrested for pedophilia. Meet journalist Peter Bright, a.k.a. Dr. Pizza. Read what he had to say about Pizzagate in 2018. See, Liz Croken and I have been fighting this battle for a very long time. You know what sparked it? The WikiLeaks emails from Seth Rich pointing the finger at John Podesta and his brother Tony as two people very interested in pedophilia and using coded pedophilic language in their emails. John Podesta in particular. So we've been over the target for a very long time. And who debunked Pizzagate and Comet Ping Pong and James Alefantis and his crazy, really disgusting Instagram page? Who came to his rescue? Fox News and CNN maligning Pizzagate as fringe conspiracy theory. And by the way, MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski just said on her show that child sex trafficking doesn't exist.
Well, they're making themselves obvious now, aren't they? I can't imagine that these are actually human beings. How could you have a soul and treat other people like this? I don't get it. But it goes back to the very beginning of what we were saying. Everything we think we know is a lie because the people telling us the news are all liars. And by the way, I'm going to shamelessly plug, we're launching a new platform for Cloud Hub, Truth Hub, where everybody will be able to speak in any language they want to. We can do this in all languages if you want, because the truth is going to get out, Sean. We are all going to speak the truth, and we're going to overcome the gatekeepers of information, otherwise known as the media. These very same people you just talked about, because we're going to share it with each other. We're going to bypass these people. And I know you've been doing this 4 years, and God bless you for so doing. I want to help you with that.
Our whistleblower reports will now be on Cloud Hub's Truth Hub. And Todd and I are working out the final arrangements on that. We've moved off of the platform where we were and are broadening our reach through your efforts, Todd, and many other channels.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 1970s when Nixon decoupled the dollar from gold, and the government is bent on continuing the tradition. From now until the next elections, the government will simply print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand this type of inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments, and this month you can get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com now. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. It's the gold company I trust.
Yeah, we're gonna take the world because we're gonna bring 6 billion non-English speakers into this conversation.
You said something really important, Todd, and it's this idea that you don't even think these people are human at this point. And there's a lot of evidence to suggest that's actually true. There's a satanic component to what drives them, and a demonic component to what drives them, which is to suggest that they may not wholly be human anymore. There is a demonic entity driving this entire agenda. And it I interviewed Dr. Jim Thorpe recently, who was just fired from St. Mary's. Yeah, for telling the truth about how the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine can harm pregnant women and their babies. He was fired for telling that truth. And it's quantifiable black and white proof now. We've got data. We've got the documents from Pfizer. So I think he's going to sue them for tens of millions of dollars, and he should.
I pray so.
But when Dr. Thorpe was on, he made mention of Isaiah chapter 28, the covenant of death. These people have essentially signed on to a covenant of death, and they think Satan's going to protect them. Jesus Christ assured them that was not the case. And when the dam breaks, these people will drown, thankfully. So I want to keep an eye on the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine and just share one other thing with you guys.
It's a great interview, by the way.
Hey, Sean. Oh, I'd like to talk with him. So perhaps you can help me facilitate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, and by the way, let me just say, the State of Ohio Medical Board at their August 9th meeting, I'm hearing, is anticipated to remove Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's medical license. She's being represented by attorney Tom Renz, a friend of the show. There is a rally in support of her in Columbus on August 9th at 10 a.m. at the Rhodes State Office Tower. That's 30 East Broad, third floor, St. Columbus. If entry is denied, the rally will be on the front steps. Again, that's August 9th at 10 a.m. I just share that because, you know, Tenpenny's a friend of the show. I was just on her show 2 days ago. I think she's going to share that on her platforms in about 4 or 5 days. And look, Jim Thorpe, fired from St. Mary's. Tenpenny, under fire for speaking truth. Meanwhile, Pfizer's Albert Bourla walks free as people like this live in absolute misery as the result of taking the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. So Pfizer and Albert Bourla, this one's on you. Like so many millions of others, you've got a lot of blood on your hands. Listen to this poor woman. She can't even talk. She says she's in so much pain, so fed up. The abdominal cramps, the dry heaving, the debilitating nausea, the left side lymph nodes swollen, the lack of TMT and being seen. These people go to their doctor and they're told it's all in their head. God help us. God help us. If we don't stand up for these people, if we can't stand up, it boggles my mind. And the whore mainstream media and Anderson Cooper just get paid millions of dollars to gaslight the American people about all of it.
Doc, what do you do for somebody like that? I mean, you have been at the very front of helping people that are in this situation.
Well, you know, Todd, that was why we very quickly came out with our vaccine injury treatment guide, because I wanted people to know the symptoms like this are related. They're documented in Pfizer's clinical trial data, and they are related to vaccine injury. And the thing that bothers me so much professionally about what my profession is doing, physicians are discounting what the patients are saying At the same time, they're not even willing to do the basic laboratory tests that are critical to identifying the cause of the damage and give us a guide to treatment. There are many lab tests that this young woman needs in order to determine what is the COVID shot doing to her body that is causing so much pain. And then we start designing the treatment plan that can encompass nutraceuticals, vitamins, and minerals, as well as many prescription medications. You know, the demonization of hydroxychloroquine has been especially dangerous because it's such an effective medicine for treating so many things. It's an anti-diabetes medicine going back 40 years. It's an anti-cancer medicine that is in clinical trials in 16 or 17 different cancers at NIH. They lie about that and tell people it's dangerous. It has great data showing reduction in prostate cancer, breast cancer risk as an adjuvant medicine. It's used for all kinds of autoimmune disorders. It reduces insulin resistance and it reduces pain. I have patients taking it for osteoarthritis, even though it's FDA approved to be marketed for rheumatoid, because it reduces inflammatory causes of pain. So what is so tragic is, I mean, I'm only one physician and my medical practice is limited in time now because I spend most of my time working for free for the foundation. But I put out the educational materials to help people get help. Doesn't get disseminated. People don't know there's help available. And yet there's so much we could do. I just sent it out. I sent out a lab list to someone a week ago. And then other doctors second guessed me and that, well, we don't need all of those labs. Well, if you really want to find out the cause of the pain and suffering these people are having, and the bioweapon, COVID shot, gene therapy disruption agent damages every organ system in the body, every endocrine system in the body.
Yeah.
Then how can you tell me that laboratory studies measuring damage to the endocrine system is not relevant? How can you tell me that these inflammatory markers are not relevant? How can you tell me that these metabolic blood tests are not relevant? And Todd, I get doctors themselves telling me through their patients, well, we don't need to do what Dr. Vliet's recommending. It's not related to the shot. And besides, all these tests are unnecessary. And it just absolutely incenses me that I give people what they need. Other doctors tell them they don't. Then the patients are afraid that they may incur some costs, so they don't want to get it done, and their doctors are browbeating them. I honestly don't know what else to do when I spend 7 days a week providing educational materials to help people like that, and we can't even get our own doctors in the medical profession to take them seriously. It's outrageous.
This is cover your ass, Sean. I'm sorry if that gets you in trouble. That is what's happening here. These doctors malpractice. They know they malpractice. They don't want that patient to discover their malpractice because they're the ones who said, yeah, get the shot. It's a function of time. They are going to be found out. The genie is out of the bottle. You cannot put this back in. So God love you, doctor. You're out there telling the truth, and the truth cannot be contained. These people are going to be found out, and when they are, they will have no patients ever again, and they nor should they.
I agree.
Doc, if it's any consolation to you, I think that there is a percentage of the population right now that will just continue to be gaslit by the mainstream horror media, and they're incapable of waking up. They're incapable of critical thought, and if literally God himself rain down brimstone on a city in this country and turn in hellfire, visited, say, San Francisco. If the mainstream media said it didn't happen and it was just rain that caused all the damage, the American people would believe it. A certain percentage of people are just beyond reaching.
We were in the middle of our tournament when my friend John said he found a body in the bushes over there. I ran over there because I'm a healing monk to try and help, but obviously my magic wasn't strong enough because the dude's body was missing a head, So my friend decided to try to use a necromancer spell, which didn't work, which I knew it wouldn't. And apparently we contaminated the crime scene because that spell uses a lot of glitter.
Look at this LeBron James story. His son, Bronny, had a cardiac arrest at USC on the basketball court during practice.
He's a kid, right?
Him. Yeah, 18 years old. They revived him. They saved him. Top recruit. I mean, this kid had a future in the NBA right in front of him. Now, I don't know. I'm no doctor, but I assume if you've had a cardiac arrest, you're probably not going to be a pro athlete anymore. And what do you think LeBron James is going to say about any of this? The guy with the biggest platform really in the world. He's probably got one of the biggest platforms in the world to speak out against this bioweapon. And I bet you $1,000 he won't do it. He'll run cover.
Isn't that the price?
He'll run cover for Pfizer and Big Pharma, just like Sanjay Gupta did immediately upon this news breaking about Bronny James. What did Sanjay Gupta do? Said, this is very rare, but it does happen to thousands of athletes a year. Contradicted himself immediately.
Yeah, since the bioweapon COVID shot.
That's right.
Look, that shows you that's the price to buy them, right? There is a price, and they sold their souls. That's what that is. They sold their souls to Lucifer himself, because that's what Pfizer is, right? That represents the devil, effectively.
Well, that goes back to your point at the beginning, Todd, when you said they don't have a soul.
No,
they don't. How could you not speak truth when something like that happens to your own son? I will never understand that.
Was it the love of money, right? That's what this all goes back to.
And the tragedy is that there could be 1,000 physicians talking about the damage and that this is related to the COVID shot. And one statement from LeBron James carries more weight if he discounts it and if he doesn't tell the truth.
Well, I hate to tell you, but those people, you know, they're the ones lined up for the boosters. They're not long for this world. Then I guess we don't have to worry so much about it.
Yeah. By the way, guys, I think what Todd was alluding to regarding Pfizer being really a satanic company, in my view, you can't make this stuff up. Pfizer spelled backwards is, I can't even say the word, but there it is, R-E-Z-I-F-P. It is of Hebrew origin, and it means basically the god of the underworld. So that's Pfizer for you, making delicious, nutritious products that they want to inject into your bloodstream and the bloodstream of your children to desanctify human blood and usher in their globalist New World Order nanotech dictatorship. It's just madness. I can't even believe we're having these conversations.
It is
every
hard
week.
To believe.
It feels like we're in an episode of The Twilight Zone, Todd.
We are.
You know, we've been talking about this now for, 3 years? I have a lot of hope. And the reason is, according to the plan, we're not supposed to be here. We're already supposed to be dead, and we're not. And better than that, we know what the truth is. We're sharing the truth, and others are arriving at it. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. They already caught. There's going to be a reckoning. Thanks in no small part to the both of you. So, you know, let's celebrate the fact that we're here having this conversation rather than be worried too much about we're saying the same damn thing. You know what? People are now receptive to what we're saying. It's happening. The tide is changing, I promise.
You know, it buoys the spirit, too. I'm glad you brought up that Romanian dictator Ceausescu and his wife, who found themselves at the shooting end of weapons held by the military on the same day where he believed he would continue to be the dictator in perpetuity.
Yeah.
And it's a story for the ages. I brought that up many times in the past as an example of how quickly we can reach a tipping point where sanity prevails once again. Let me share some interesting news with you guys. So in addition to what's going on with the Obamas and the dead man floating in the private beach on their estate, imagine how quickly we could reach a tipping point if there is video of something nefarious that happened to that man. And imagine what could happen if suddenly the truth were told about Barack Obama. Because come on, man, as Banana Joe has clearly stated repeatedly so many times, Joe didn't have any knowledge of Hunter's personal business dealings, man. Come on, man. Wait, what's this? Vice President Joe Biden meeting Hunter Biden's foreign business partners November 2010, Joe Biden had a quiet sit-down meeting with the president of Hunter Biden's private equity firm in the West Wing. This goes on and on and on. These people are completely corrupt to the core. We have a guy masquerading as the president who's actually a puppet in the pocket of the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, and the United Nations. He's got a daughter. His own daughter says she was petrified to take a shower when the man was around for fear he would get in the shower with her. I mean, we are reaching a tipping point because the genie's out of the bottle. If there's anything good about all of this that we're going through, Todd, it's the fact that anybody who can think can see how hopelessly corrupt elements of this U.S. federal government
right. are. And they're opting out. You know, scores and scores of people are filing their paperwork. I'm not any longer a U.S. citizen. I'm a national of this state, or I'm just a national of America. I mean, it's millions and millions of people are opting out. And what does that mean? That's their power, right? You said it earlier. Why do they waste their time on consent? Because they must have the consent of the governed, or they end up all over Romania. And if because there's too many of us. And the reality is we are the engine. And without this engine, if we opt out and say, we're not going to do it, we're not going to buy your products, we're not going to spend your money, they have no power. And that's what's happening. People they can't launch their central bank digital currency because nobody wants it. Beautiful.
That's right.
Todd, could you share with the audience what are some of the potential benefits for becoming an American state national as opposed to remaining citizen under the corporation?
Well, you know,
very quickly, what does that accomplish for them?
Well, believe it or not, it's actually in the tax code. There is a distinction, and it comes from the overseas territories, but there is a distinction between a national and a citizen. And the nationals appear from all of the I've seen, and I've talked to Roger Sales, who's really good at this stuff, that there is actually a distinction. They would not be subject to income tax at the federal level. I can't opine as it relates to the state level, but they are effectively opting out of the D.C. regulation, that 10 square miles. That corporation created out of the Act of 1871 that already went bankrupt, they're effectively saying we're not bound by those laws because they do not apply to me. And I think they're actually right.
Doc, if you wanted to dig into that deeper, we should hook you up with Ann Vandersteel. Have you ever spoken with
Ann?
Oh,
I am. No, I am. Okay. I actually have a lot of documents on it. I've read a lot about it. I'm asking Todd to make some comments for your audience in this program today because a lot of people listening may not know what it is.
And let me also say this, you know, Ann's a pal, and she went through the state national program, such as it is, and she revoked her consent to be collateral for the central bank money, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve notes, right? Those are little promissory notes that we carry around and call cash. And you are collateralized with that by virtue of your birth certificate. She revoked her consent, and she went and got a new passport. Looks just like any other passport. There are subtle differences. But she came and visited me outside the United States with her husband and her son. All of them came and all of them went back without any issues as state nationals. I mean, that's a verification, a ratification, a test that you can, in fact, be a national of the country without being a citizen of the country.
And I think that's important for people to know.
Yeah.
That there is a process, and there are good resources for people to use for that. Sean, you might want to list a couple that you're familiar with. But if Colonel Sandy Marecki and I have done some programs on this, and she has a lot of information on the process as well. So Ann Vandersteel's website, Colonel Marecki as well, are some people that have been presenting a lot of educational programs.
Unimpeachable. These ladies are outstanding. And by the way, the Colonel, Sandy, I can't tell you how much I respect her. She's a quantum particle physics PhD and one of the first female test pilots. I mean, this lady is beyond brilliant. Everything she does is documented and researched to the finest point. So I can't say enough nice things about both of those ladies.
You know what? I can't say enough nice things about you guys. I love having these conversations every other week with you guys. Audience, you guys can find the Whistleblower Report at Truth for Health Foundation. That's truthforhealth.org. Doc, tell us about how you stay active every single week and how people can find your content.
Well, Whistleblower Report, in fact, we have our URL with its own player, www.whistleblowerreports.org. and there's a player right there, so you don't need a separate app to listen to the programs. And we are interviewing people from international experts to whistleblowers in the U.S., in medicine and law, and many other fields, environment, the border. I'm trying to get some border experts on there right now and give us an update. But we've been really bringing to light a lot of shocking stories with the whistleblowers that have come forward. FAA whistleblowers, Bruce McRae, senior FAA investigator, has done programs with us. Captain Saliba, who is suing United Airlines in a pro se litigation that is all the way at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals right now. And he's holding their feet to the fire. So there are some fascinating shows there. And then our Faith Over Fear every Tuesday evening is teaching people tools for health and resilience and self-sufficiency, overcoming the fear-mongering and planning for what's coming. And we also have the Ask Dr. Vliet on Vax Choice every Friday, where I take questions that people are sending in. And the overall theme is hormones, health, and resilience. And I'm in the middle between Todd's program on Friday morning and Dr. Pete Chambers, Colonel Chambers' program following mine. So the three of us do a program on Vax Choice every Friday. And then we also have the Vaccine Injury Treatment Guide and all the other fact sheets and medical fact sheets. And in September, we're launching the Truth for Health store that has some unique approaches to health and resilience that we're working with experts to create for us. So that's there's a lot of exciting initiatives. And our legal defense grants are still going forward. We have, in fact, we just awarded one to Captain Saliba to assist with his lawsuit against United Airlines for their violations of the employees' human and civil rights in the COVID vaccine mandates. So we really are operating on many fronts as a human rights organization. We are non-political. We are a 501c3, so we don't engage in political action, but we're helping people with the tools so they can be more active in the political process. And Todd, you've worked closely with us since the beginning.
Yes.
Because in our military advisory council, in fact, you came to us in the fall of 2021 and said, "Doc, is there anything you can do to help our military? They are just being decimated with the COVID shot damage." And that was when we started the Military Advisory Council and the Legal Defense Grant Program. And our donors have been very supportive of our work to be able to award those legal defense grants.
Well, and you've been supportive of them. So, you know, you've helped our law firm defend a number of service members and other cases. You know, it's been such a wonderful relationship with you, Doctor, actually with the three of you, because it's all been from the heart. You know that? I mean, there isn't any money in this, by the way. In fact, it goes out, it doesn't come in, but it's a labor of love. And at the end of the day, this is about the survival of our species. And thanks to the two of you on your your undying efforts. You know, we're going to save our species. We really are. God's creations are worth it.
Well, and you've certainly been inspiring on that front as well. You're complimentary of Sean and me, and yet you've been out there since the beginning of it as well. So it's a team effort, and I sincerely believe that we're all doing what God has called us to do, what he's prepared us to do for such a time as this. And I see that as this is my work for the foundation is my gift to God and humanity, just as all of your pro bono work with Disabled Rights Advocate has been that, Todd. And we're committed to finishing the race and doing all in our power to help shine light against the evil assault on life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Beautiful.
We wield a mighty sword, guys, the sword of truth. And that's what the mainstream horror media just can't stand in these big tech corporations that want to shut us up and shut us out of the conversation, and the Federal Reserve that wants us on a CBDC and UBI so that if they don't like our politics and they order us to shut up and we don't, then we lose our income, we lose our money, we lose our payout, our payoff, the payola. That's what it is, guys. If you comply, audience, if you comply, or your friends and neighbors and colleagues comply with what's coming, that's on you. May your chains rest lightly upon you, because that is what's coming. We cannot comply. Todd, I know you're the busiest attorney I know. I'm over here on Cloud Hub. Now, in addition to everything else you do, you're the CEO of Cloud Hub. Thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for the platform. And do you want to give us any updates at all?
Yeah, thank you for letting me do that. As I mentioned, Tuesday is our launch date for Truth Hub. And what we're doing is migrating the entire platform, starting with our meeting section, something just like this, into universal languages, effectively 72 languages, 92 dialects. People will be able to hear it, see it, read it in any language they so choose. We're opening up the platform. We're going to change the way social media is done so that everybody on this planet can speak freely without fear of censorship. They'll be unbridled in most every way in their language, and everybody can be on the same sheet. It's the market. It's going to be the grandest marketplace of ideas ever invented. And I'm grateful to have you both already there. My job is to be your force multiplier. And I'm grateful for that job. I love you both. And I can't wait to do more.
All right. God love you guys. We'll say our goodbyes to our guests right now. Attorney Todd Callender. Thank you, sir.
Adios, hermano.
God bless you, my friend. And God bless you, Doc. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure always to be with both of you.
Yeah, it's an honor.
An honor, indeed. The honor's all mine to have you guys on. As we say our goodbyes, just one last note here, guys. The channel over on Rumble, what I've learned from the folks at Rumble is that to get on their trending page, to get anywhere near their front page, to get into their trending categories, it's not about the view counts. It's about the Rumbles, the likes. So if y'all wouldn't mind, for those who have a Rumble channel or would be inclined to support SGT Report, when I post a new one, head over to Rumble and give it a like. That would really help us get on that front page, which to date, we've still never been on the front page at Rumble.
I'm going to go spam that. All right. I go pressing a bunch of times.
Appreciate that, Todd. Thank you.
Yeah, I will too.
All right. God bless you guys. Thank you so much. And friends, God bless you guys. And friends, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, I'll remind you, for real news every single day for free, visit us for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. Bye-bye.
Beautiful.
They think that they have power. They think they have riches. They think that they have influence, but they really only have the power that God allows them to have, and it's temporal, and they're going to face God for all of the evil deeds that they're doing. So whether it's Pfizer, whether it's the media conglomerate, or there's a whole host of different organizations, people, families working together to really take the globe into one system, which is a beast system, and it's going to serve Satan.